freestyle skier Tomáš Kraus is one of the Czech Republic's best athletes, specializing in the discipline of ski cross, which was featured for the first time this year at the Vancouver Winter Olympics. In the discipline, four skiers race each other to get to the bottom of courses full of banks and jumps, with the first two advancing to the next round. With the excitement of close jostling for position and sharp turns, it's no surprise that the discipline is quickly becoming one of skiing's most thrilling. At the Olympics, the Czech skier, who is 36, was expected to do well. But unfortunately, things didn't go his way. All the same, he told me when we met in Prague this week that he greatly enjoyed the experience and confirmed that the course built in Vancouver was one of the best he had ever raced.
Fast, the jumps was high, long, and the futures was huge. Everybody likes this course, and I'm really happy that on the Olympic was the one of the best courses on the world.
The two-time world champion and four-time World Cup winner went out in the semis and only finished 11th overall. No doubt a disappointment. Nevertheless, the racer set his sights on new targets, among them winning the Czech championship last weekend at Špindlerův Mlýn. And now he's gotten off to a new project. This week he and three other athletes, Olympian snowboarder Michal Novotný, snowboarder Martin Černík, and well-known freerider Robin Kaleta, set out for a new frontier, to ski and snowboard some of the steepest drops in Thompson Pass, Alaska. Tomáš Kraus again.
The Alaska is, for me and for all the people around the skiing and snowboarding, for sure the goal, maybe something the best, with the best snow, the steepest slopes, steepest hills, and I'm sure then for me it's something like the step, one more step or step a little bit more far in skiing, and I'm not sure then I know what I can wait, but we are four people and two of us are really experienced in the free riding, and I'm sure then it will be helpful for me.
The racer does have extensive experience, of course, in the Alps, but expects skiing in the northernmost U.S. state will be even more thrilling. The reason? Inclines of 45 degrees or more and deep powder snow.
It's not just deep, it's also really powder. It's really dry, and the snow can hold also on the steeper part of the hills like in the Europe. Then I'm sure then will be interesting and will be fun for us. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Of course, skiing and snowboarding in Alaska is not without risks. One reason why Tomáš Kraus and other members of the four-man team will be relying not just on their own experience as professionals, but also on local expertise. They'll also base decisions on daily snow and weather conditions. They'll also carry along the necessary safety equipment, including tools essential in the case of avalanche or accidents. Tomáš Kraus describes the necessary precautions to take.
For me, the first is the respect of the mountain. Everybody who try to go into the steep part of the mountain in the powder snow knows then it's not possible to go without the experience, without the respect, and without the eyes for the safety. And we have for sure the peeps to the avalanche danger, the sticks to find somebody inside the avalanche, and the shovels. And the little bit extra safety height, it's the backpack with the big airbags on the shoulder. It's something like the big airbag around the neck and shoulder, and it's maybe 140 liters volume. And I'm sure then if we stay in some avalanche, this backpack hold us on the top.
The team will be in Alaska for roughly 14 days. Of that, they could theoretically free ride for 12. But in reality, because of changing conditions, the team will be satisfied if it can get in 4 or 5 good days. Over the course of trying different areas in the mountains, they'll also film material for a short documentary capturing the best Alaska has to offer in extreme sport. After the experience, it will be the off-season at last, which for Tomáš Kraus means relaxing with his family, including his 2-year-old daughter Lucinka, during vacations by the sea. Relaxation doesn't mean, however, the absence of sport. The champion skier once again.
For me now, the favorite, maybe last 15 years, is windsurfing. It's not really sport for the Czech condition, but maybe that's why I like it so much. And also the last 4 or 5 years of golf, it's some type of super relaxing, and you can enjoy your feelings a little bit longer, like in the ski cross. You have just the moments for the enjoying, and in the golf you have hours.
That doesn't mean that the champion skier plans on giving up ski cross anytime soon. The adrenaline rush is something he still appreciates and says is incomparable to anything else. After all, Kraus started out as a classic alpine skier who eventually crossed over, if you pardon the pun, to this extreme sport. Here's why.
For me, more fun, more time in the air, and more people on the slope. It's difficult to explain. It's something like the heart beating in the high rate. it's really interesting feeling, and I'm really happy that I start to compete in the ski cross.
And Tomáš Kraus says ski cross deserved its place at Vancouver 2010 and proved extremely popular.
For me, it was sure that must be on the Olympic. Our sport, it's a lot of nations are on the start, and people they watching, the spectators, was every time exciting of the experience to watching the ski cross. Then this Olympic was the first one, and I enjoyed this game, but I win a lot of races before, and I want to also on the Olympic make some good result, but that sport and the ski cross especially.
One other question about the Olympics: are you going to give it another shot? Are you going to try for Sochi in 4 years?
This is the idea, but I know then I must keep myself in the best shape until 4 years. It's not so easy, and also the health, it's in our sport not so easy to keep it. Now I'm ready to fight about the first place on the each races, and then I'm sure then I can continue, but we will see after a few years.